now our cover story this morning. Results out here just in the past week. A study by the Hancock County Child Care Collaborative pretty much confirm what many people already knew or at least suspected, that a shortage of quality, affordable child care providers in the community is impacting kids, families, and businesses alike. But, of course, the next big question from this study, what to do about it? We are joined in the studio this morning by Kimberly Bash from the Community Foundation, Stephanie Parsons from the YMCA, Angela Daboski from the United Way. Ladies, thank you all for joining us here this morning.
Thanks, Chris.
Let's talk a little bit first about the background of the County Child Care Collaborative and the genesis of this study.
Of course. As you said, Chris, I mean, we've known for years that child care is an issue in our community.
Right.
Every meeting that we go to, every coalition conversation, child care is brought up. But we just didn't know exactly what was the state of it. What was the data really telling us about our condition here in Hancock County? A couple years ago, the movement really kind of picked up in Macomb. So very, very quickly through a community collaboration, now in August, a child care facility is going to open up there. And that really got the ball rolling with this, the collaborative nature of how we're going to address child care.
Mm-hmm.
Following that, we said, okay, Macomb, that's great. What's the situation countywide? And that's what led to this survey. And United Way kind of led putting that together. And Angela, I don't know if you'd like to speak to that a bit.
Yeah. Well, we know that we have the ability to tap into state research and data, right? Mm-hmm. But how do we localize it?
Yeah.
So we wanted to reach out to both parents and businesses to say, what's important to you? And over 600 people responded to the survey individually, and over 50 businesses did as well. So where are your priorities? What size of a center do you want your child? How big of a problem is the waiting list in our community?
Mm-hmm.
So what we were able to do then in our report is then to pull together data that we know nationally, like statistics of it's predicted over the next year, we're going to lose 130,000 spots in the state of Ohio. That's going to impact Hancock County. So
Right. How
do we get in front of that and develop ways to make solutions in our community? Because not a lot of people get in it to make millions of dollars.
Right.
So how do we draw them in?
And as Kimberly was alluding to, the results are not necessarily surprising. I'm sure you go into it trying to make sure that you don't have any preconceived notions about what you're going to find. But the results are not surprising. Interesting. You talk about the availability and the affordability, two different questions. If it was just affordability, that would be one thing. If it was just availability, that would be one thing. But you've got an issue with both.
We do. And so you have to look at it kind of holistically. And that's why a collaborative effort is so important. Because some people are going to be better at looking at how do we get new providers into the area. Some people, like the YMCA, have been in our community for a long time, really trying to develop quality programming and work on that affordability thing. So we need that collaborative effort to say, okay, I can take this part. Because it's bigger than just Community Foundation, the Y, or United Way can do.
Mm-hmm.
You take this part, I'll take this part, and let's work together to make something that's cohesive.
Just as almost a bit of a sidebar on this, Stephanie, I know obviously the YMCA has a big expansion project and doing a lot of work on modernizing the facility. The child care part of that is a big component of that.
Like we've been mentioning, we noticed long before that there was a need for a quality, affordable daycare in our community. And so we'll be doing an expansion and breaking ground for a new early learning center. Along with that, it would be a center of excellence. And a center of excellence would allow us to have other child providers to come in and get training within our facility. So we know it's much more, like Angela alluded to, much more than the why. And we want to help. We want to help the community expand the reach.
Yeah.